This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Yeah, somebody says that when we learn something, it becomes our habit. So do we need to think every time we do it because it is too difficult? Certainly. The other way, meaning will never come. That is what we need really. We need to break the habit. And that if you look at this religion, you can see Allah has made arrangement also to break the habit. For example, you pray on the time. Then in Hajj, in Arafat, he commanded you to pray Zuhr and Asr both in the time of Zuhr. And in Muzdalifah, you pray Maghrib and Isha both in the time of Isha to break your habit. So then you realize really the reason we do in this place on the time, this time, is Allah's command. When He changes the command, it is not that we worship time of the Zuhr or Maghrib or Isha. It is how He made. If He changes, we change. You do Udu, washing. Then He says, when you're not feeling well, not enough water, do tayammum. He breaks habit. Then you realize really, purification does not come from the water. Purification comes from His command. If He commands now to do tayammum, that is the purification, purified way. You know, when you pray, you do qiyam, ruku, and sajda properly. When you fall ill, He said you can just sit or you can lie down. Then you realize really, ibadah comes from His command, what He commands, not the way we do. To keep thinking again, you put on your clothes nicely when you go to the mosque. When you go for the Hajj, He said to take off all the clothes. You put on different simple clothes. You realize really, you know, covering the body, you know, as we do, is not important. What important is what He commands. That how this religion has been developed. You know, you keep eating, drinking 3 times a day. A month of Ramadan comes, breaks your habit, teaches you a new way. Why? To teach you the real thing is to obey Allah and His Messenger. Thinking. If you don't think, you don't come nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then every time you think, when you eat the right hand, think really what I'm doing. It makes you nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you don't think, don't become nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thinking is the one which makes every difference really. When you pray, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, you say millions of times. Every time you say, you should think really. That what this word means. Every time you can see your nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No doubt really. Thinking is the most difficult thing in this world. That's why taqleed, imitating someone, is the easiest thing. That's why it is so popular. Then you don't need to think somebody else. Abu Hanifa is enough, he thought. Then why you have mind? Then you give, just take out your mind. You just want to follow. Why Allah gave you mind separately from Abu Hanifa? Just think. Abu Yusuf al-Qadir, rahmatullah, Abu Hanifa, the student, he differed from Abu Hanifa. People said to him that, you know, Abu Hanifa is more clever than you. So why you differ from him? So he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded Abu Hanifa to follow religion according to his thinking. And He's commanded me to follow according to my thinking. I'm not going to follow religion according to Abu Hanifa's thinking. You know, people keep changing. It is difficult. But I said on the beginning, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدْ. We created mankind difficulty. There's no enjoyment in this life. There's no easy way. The way is difficult. It is really suffering. If you want to find any easy way, there's no other easy way. It's impossible. You need to think. You know, if a prophet did not think, why the verses of the Quran makes him cry? He thinks. They have meaning for him. Certain verses, actually, people ask him, why, you know, your hair became gray so quickly, so early. He says, Shayyabatni Hudun wa khawatuha, Surah Hud, and its sister, they made my hair gray. What is Surah Hud? If you read without thinking, how can your hair become gray? Then Surah Hud and Surah Qul Allah, both are the same for you. What makes his hair become gray by Surah Hud? He thinks, he understands the meaning. The meaning is really so, you know, it is painful. The meaning of Surah Hud is very painful. If you understand really, it really makes the hair, you know, it is so painful, his hair become gray because Surah Hud. And we read, nothing happens to us. We read so many times in the prayer, in the Tarawih, nothing happened to us. Because we don't think. He thinks, he knows what it means really, what the message is. It made him to become old before the old age. So thinking never should be given up. Actually, people should train themselves all the time to keep thinking.